Talk Footy with Caleb Sarong.
Vice Captain Fremantle Dockers, Caleb Sarong, welcome to Triple M. We've spoken to you a couple of weeks, but you're in the studio. Welcome, and you must be excited. Round one kicking off tomorrow, but also just around the corner for you guys.
Yes, thanks for having me. Like I said, first time in the studio, so it's good to be here. But yeah, really excited. We got main training tomorrow, preview St Kilda, and yeah, get stuck into it over in Melbourne on the weekend.
Now, are you one of those players, Caleb? And I was a bit of a footy nerd. Do you watch the footy, or are you one of those that just, no, I'll just watch our game?
Yeah, it's an interesting one because it kind of changes week to week and kind of see how I'm feeling. But growing up, I was a nuffy. I was watching as many games as I could, and I was watching them and then running outside and playing games by myself in the backyard, kicking and stuff. So me and the old man would watch heaps of footy, but now probably not as much. I'll watch a mate or someone that I know it's playing, but I don't know. It's tough. It kind of, you can zap a bit of energy.
So are you watching for entertainment, or do you just watch and study it because you can't help that?
There's definitely a bit of studying going on. I try and avoid that because it kind of takes away a bit of energy and can't really enjoy the game, but there's always, like, you're watching games to see what you can get out of it and stuff like that, and especially if you're playing against them in the next couple of weeks or something.
Now, vice-captain this year, congratulations. But I've got a theory on the captaincy and the vote. Now, Shannon Hearn obviously did West Coast for a long period of time. Luke Hodge, another one who I played under, and Sam Mitchell, another one. I mean, they weren't really that talkative with the young kids until it came. Look, Shuey's not put boots straight in it. Until the vote came around, and oh no, the barbecue was fired up, and the rookies coming over. How many dinners did you host for young kids prior to the vote?
Yeah, a couple.
Mate, I swear, Shuey had vote one Luke Shuey out. I was like, mate, you don't even know his name, let alone vote for him. But mate, vice captain, have you had to change anything? Is there more meetings? What's the role as a vice captain at Freo?
Not too much has changed. I think as a group, the great thing that we've got at the moment is some real enthusiasm to lead. So Swido, Youngie and Jager coming in, they've brought some great ideas and real energy to want to take over a few things, and that's allowed us to step back a little bit as well and allow them to really lead, and Alex has been great at that. There's been really great collaboration in those meetings, and he's just sitting back and listening to our ideas and stuff, which has been awesome. And I think it's going to be a really even spread throughout the year, which is great. Like, if we've had a few chats, and if one of us is a bit tired, or I don't know, you need a bit of a relax on one day, I think someone else can take over and step up, which is a great kind of strength of our group at the moment, I think.
Now, you were drafted, Andy. It's funny, Fremantle, Andy and you, it's almost like two peas in a pod. You talk about one, you talk about the other. Both vice captains, and there was talks about who was going to be captain of the footy club, and I know Alex Pierce shortened his favourite towards the back end. Were you you two talking about the potential of being a captain of a footy club, or do you think it's perfect time for you two now just to sit back? You're both equal vice captains, and your time will potentially come in the future.
I think the way it panned out was the best thing for the footy club and best thing for the individuals. I think Alex, what he showed last year and his ability to stand up and take over the captaincy and what he's shown around the club, he's ready to take over, and he's been doing a great job the last couple of weeks. And then I guess for Annie and myself, we're still both very young, and there's plenty of time for that, but it allows us to focus on footy and focus on what we can do to make this team the best we can. And I guess it doesn't really change any of our three behaviours or actions, what we do around the club.
Who can give the best spray? Who can give the best spray on the field? You or Andy?
Probably me, but no, Alex.
You're the next captain. Alex, you've got to be good at giving some feedback.
Alex comes up to the mids and gives us a few sprays.
Oh, he runs up.
Yeah, Alex is one up.
This is true. Campbell Brown one day came to the bench and they were like, "What are you doing, Brownie?" And he's like, "No, I've got to sit here." And they said, why are you're not off? And he goes, no. Luke Hodge said, get off the ground now. So Captain kicked their poor old Brownie tail between the legs, went and sat on the bench like a schoolboy. Get off.
Of course, we saw you last Friday, Caleb. You came to the Friday footy frothies. How'd you go? Did you have a good time?
Was good. Saw, listened to JB and Billy have a bit of a chat as well. So that's always funny. But yeah, it was good. Good to get around and meet a few of the guys.
You got any tattoos?
No tattoos.
Nah, you're the odd one out there. Clean skin. There's only a couple of us there.
Oh, yeah.
There's like Sean, the button pusher there. He's got a sleeve. Hold it up, Sean.
There it is, mate.
Look at that.
Little piece what do you reckon of that?
It's a half-finished triangle.
He's speechless, Caleb.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, speechless.
How long did that take?
About 3 minutes.
How long were you in the chair?
Two and a half.
Talk about a bloke.
Home job or
prison?
Oh, wow.
Prison.
No,
you paid for it.
No, 200.
200 bucks. You did not pay 200
bucks. That was steep.
Apparently, it was meant to be a sleeve, but that's as far as you got. Hey, Kat, talking about like pain and stuff, we all, the Fremantle supporters, love the tape over the noggin. Talk to us about that, and where's the scar? Like, is it still risk of splitting open? Because I used to love seeing the tough guys with the tape over the noggin.
Yeah, I got split open under my eyebrow. Once, and then taped it up for a couple of weeks. Took it off first week, taking it off. Andy and I were at training, going pretty hard, trying to set the tone. With a bit of a tackling drill, And just bumped into his big head and split it open again. So
he's got a big bonce, doesn't he?
He does have a big bonce. Yeah. A bit of a Lego head.
Yeah, Lego, absolutely.
That's brilliant.
I'm out of the woods now, I think.
Nah, good.
Yeah, well, thank God, because yesterday, I do believe Spud Shed, you guys got a bit to do with that. Now, you shot an ad yesterday, I understand. But last year it was Andy Brayshaw who did. Let's have a little listen to his work.
So what do you grow here? We've got broccolis, collies over there, carrots, you name it. We harvest it today, catch. And it's in the stores tomorrow.
So you guys are the midfielders of the fruit and veg.
At Spud Shed, we grow it, we sell it.
I'm getting splinters, that's that wooden. tell me.
Caleb's wrong, silently laughing while that's playing.
You would have vetoed the script and gone with something a little bit more flexible than that wooden jarring episode.
That was on pre-game every home game last year.
So you'd have to see it.
Every time we'd be looking up and we'd just be absolutely.
So you're the midfielders of the fruit and veg. Yeah.
That line was repeated over and over again to Andy. And,
oh, my goodness.
I think he got asked to do it again this year, and he's had to say,
nah,
I'm
no.
Not.
So hang on. They've wheeled you out. Is that right?
Nah, so Jager's got that one. So I'm interested to see. So Jager's got the video. He's got to go to the farm and do it. We just had to stuff our face with oranges yesterday and smile with the big
and just get a little shots of that.
I mean, that sounds pretty bad as it is, but it's a step back. You've mentioned Jagger Ramirez a couple of times.
Hold on, please.
So
we've got another person who's done some ads here, a bit of just backing the product for the club. Ladies and gentlemen, one Mr. Xavier Ellis for HBF.
Probably especially when I was playing football and was relatively fit and healthy. When I used to see obese people, I probably used to judge them, their lifestyle, probably a little bit critical of them, I suppose, but now, unfortunately, the reality for me is that I am in the overweight.
So it used to be a fattest, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
It used to be a fattest.
Ah, you're an issue with the health system, you big hard asses. Now it's me. I can only run a K and I'm absolutely wounded. Anyway.
And before we move on, have you had to do anything in your career thus far where they're like, hey, pop on this suit or something, and you've gone, oh, really?
When I got drafted, the day after we got drafted, so the top 10, we're in Melbourne, and then the next morning we went to, I think it was Sam & Co, one of the suit companies.
Yeah, that big suit company in Melbourne. Yeah.
And we got done up with makeup, we got given suits, shoes and everything, and it was a full-on, like, street, like, modelling photo shoot.
Oh, wow.
And it was the strangest thing, like, we just got drafted, and I'm thinking, oh, we've got a few interviews.
Yeah.
We're doing a modelling show. It was in, like, one of the magazines or something. I'm like, what have I signed up for? It's rattling out.
And now you're experienced, you go, how much was I paid to do that? Now, mate, just quickly before we do let you go, Jager O'Meara, recruit from Hawthorn. I've always been a big fan on field and off field, a very handsome man. You're a good-looking rooster as it is, but you've gone down one in the order there, haven't you?
Yeah, he's gone straight to the top.
Yeah.
Fifey's a bit flat, I think. He's got
Fifey covered.
But no, he's been great, to be honest, since he's come in. I can't say a bad word about him. He's absolute pro, working his backside off since he's walked in, and really leading the charge from that point of view. But he's just a real calm character, so anything's going wrong, he's just really calm, just speaking to you, just relaxes you, so it's great.
Oh, gee whiz, I'm getting a bit tingly thinking about him.
No.
Hey, last one from us. Nat Fife, you mentioned, full forward or centre forward or whatever. I'm really excited to see him play. If you had to guess how many goals, could he kick 50 goals this year as a full forward?
I think with Fifey, the worst thing you can do is write him off or critique him or challenge, whatever it is, so I think he's really excited to prove a lot of the haters and doubters wrong. So I've got no doubt if he can stay in the park, he'll kick as many goals as that and not more. So
one-on-one, can you beat him very often in the air?
No, not a chance.
Oh, 50. Coleman.
No. Yeah. Oh, there it is. Freo v North Melbourne, Sunday 1:30. You can hear it all right here, 92.9.
It's got nothing to do with Bernie. Nothing.
No. Clean skin here. Caleb's wrong. Good luck for round one. We'll catch you next week.
Absolutely. Thanks, guys. Thank you.